I'm Stuart Levy. I'm an amateur astronomer. I'm with the U of I Astronomy Club. I'd seen this 8 years ago at dawn, where the sun was rising with Venus already in transit, and now here it started.
You won't see it again forever.
Well, yeah, not in my 2117, I guess, is the next chance. The last time before 2004 that this happened, John Philip Sousa composed a Transit of Venus March in its honor. It doesn't sound like it's suggesting a transit or anything like that. It's just a march, and it has a cool name. And he did it, you know, it suggests the interval between these events.
My name's Mike Rosenberger. I'm a farmer in southern Champaign County. Jupiter's really cool because you can actually watch the planet turn. If you watch it in the winter, you get 10 hours of viewing. It rotates once every 10 hours. And so you can actually see the whole surface of the planet if you stay out all night. You start looking in the heavens like that, and your minor little problems don't seem so big. You know, you look at the immensity of what's happening out there and what's happening here on Earth. It really helps a lot. It helps me a lot. This is an 8-inch Schmidt-Cassegrain telescope, and you might want to even take a look, too, to help you describe what's going on.
I see a big, big red disk, glowing red, with a little black circle moving over it. And I can also see other little black dots that are sunspots. It's really great. It's so impressive, you know?
You seem really locked into it. What are you thinking about as you're looking at that?
I'm thinking about this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I'm thinking about how amazing the heavens are. I mean, it just knocks me out. I'm Jan Hindley, and I'm a retired professor at the University of Illinois in the English department.
My name's Ken Chapman, and I work at the University of Illinois, focusing an image of the sun onto a paper plate. And I can see a small dot on the face of the sun, which is the shadow of Venus.
This is incredible. Are you going to look at it through a telescope?
Oh, I probably will when my arms get tired. You can actually see it now. You see the little dot?
Yep.
And it'd take like 6 hours for it to cross the surface of the sun, and that'd actually get a little boring after a while.
My name is George Francis. I don't think I'm going to be alive for the next one, not even remotely. So I thought we'd better come out. We didn't see it 4 years ago. Came out here to see the transit of Venus and also the transit of all of our friends here. And when there's an opportunity like this, you don't miss it.